Everyone! Everybody! Yeah! Welcome back to the conversation!
My name is Ben.
I'm Josh.
And we're going to talk more about education using VR, but today we're going to talk about...
Career studies!
Yes, so it's a subject that I guess was added when I was in high school or right before I went to high school. No, something was when I was in high school, they added it.
I don't know if they still do it anymore.
That's the weird thing.
I mean, I did career studies when I was in high school, but that
it was
6 years ago.
4 months where you kind of learned some stuff. I honestly, this is the saddest part, is I only remember a couple things. I remember going to work with my dad for a week to see what life was like in the working world.
Doesn't really work. Like,
but beyond that, it was more of like a personality test of like, who are you and what would you be good in?
Are you good at this? Like, would you be able to go with this one?
But there was no like actually understanding what does this really entail? What does this job entail? When I was 10 years old, I wanted to be a paleontologist. Part of me still does, believe me.
Oh yeah.
And the only example I had was Jurassic Park. That was it.
Yep.
And that was fictionalized. So if I had actually gone into that field, having no knowledge of what actually exists, I may have been very disappointed.
I wanted to be a marine biologist.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, though.
Mm-hmm. I still kind of want to be a marine biologist.
A little bit of Seinfeld in there, too.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
for the Seinfeld fans at home who know biology. So thinking about VR from being used from a career studies perspective. So you've got a whole bunch of, I believe, when I did it was grade 10.
Yeah.
So we're talking, that's right when you hit the working age, 15, is when you can legally work in Canada or Ontario. And again, not having any experience or clue of what the real working world was like, imagining now being able to be given firsthand experience of this is what it is physically like to be in this, you know, X industry, whatever that looks like, whether it's, whether it's teaching, whether it's, if you want to talk about the basic ones of being, a paramedic or being a fireman, a lot of these things is...
You can actually go to each of those places in VR and do a day of whatever that job is.
Yeah, see what, one of the most stressful jobs that exists is being a policeman. And that's because what most people don't know is the majority of time you are spent as a policeman is boring as... It's boring. It is uneventful. It's not shootouts. It's not making arrests. No, you're dealing with traffic. You're dealing with domestic disputes of people yelling. And it's a lot of mental work. Mm-hmm. And if you had some of that foresight ahead of time, I mean, ideally what you're creating is you're creating a workforce that's more passionate about what they're doing.
Exactly. Yeah.
Earlier on, right? The notion that our parents worked one career in their entire life, or grandparents did. You pick one career and you do it for 40 years.
Yeah.
That disappeared with our generation. Mm-hmm. It was now, we were saying, well, no, we're going to have about four careers in a lifetime. But that wasn't because, that's just the way the world was. It was because people were getting tired. They were getting bored in their workplace.
Yeah.
Because they didn't know what to expect at the beginning. Because they're like, well, what I had in my mind wasn't exactly true.
It wasn't fun.
No, it wasn't as fun as what you thought it was going to be.
A cool one that I just thought of was if you had this VR thing and you could do a career studies and you came here.
If you want to know I've actually thought about that. Right, what is a day like working at Control V?
Very interesting. But it would be kind of fun to do.
You know this. It is not what you think it is.
No.
No.
It's not running around playing VR.
It is not glamour and it's not glamour and lights. I'll tell you that.
Now it is fun.
Yes,
but it is. It's a lot more people.
Yeah, yeah. So now, so take an expert. Take an expert pilot and put them. Put a GoPro on them and say, here, go around for an entire day. We're going to record everything and then we're going to put it into VR.
Yeah.
So an aspiring pilot can see what does your day actually look like.
And it's like not fun at all. Yeah. Like the only interesting parts are landing and taking off. And even then they take 30 seconds to do and then you're done.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
I mean, if you've ever walked into a business and you've looked at a staff member, you're like, and you look at them and you can visibly see on their face, they don't want to be here.
Yeah.
They definitely don't want to be here. Imagine getting rid of that in workplace.
Yeah.
Imagine getting rid of somebody who is unhappy in their job because of the job itself.
You could immediately... In high school, put a headset on, go, I have no idea what I want to do. find a job that you just have never thought of before, watch it, and then all of a sudden now you're passionate about that job and that's what you want to do.
Yeah.
Well, imagine if they did that for all 4 years of high school. Do it for all 4 years.
Yeah.
Put kids through hundreds of different jobs. Just have them try stuff. By the end of the entire year or entire high school career, they'll know what they're going to do.
Yeah.
At least it's more chance. Yeah. Because when I got through high school, I think I had the idea that there was like 10 jobs in the world.
Kind of felt like that.
Yeah.
Because you didn't know.
You just don't know.
You didn't know the exposure.
And even then, still to this day, I swear to God, I'm missing 99% of jobs. I don't even know they exist.
Yeah.
Because I just don't understand them.
Well, I mean, you think a lot about you can think about, again, if we want to try to grow some empathy in people about certain jobs, right? Mm-hmm. So there's, when you look at a job like a plumber, okay, there's a certain stigma that is presented when it comes to plumbing. There's a certain stigma that comes presented when it comes to truckers.
Yep.
Well, you can sort of begin to remove that stigma if you start exposing people to the actual situation, the exact environment
at exactly.
a early age, right? Having kids look at a plumber and be like, have respect for them versus have like I don't want to do that, right? Or God forbid, the same could be said about McDonald's. Yeah, if you've been into a McDonald's, you kind of have an idea of what it's like on maybe on the other side of the counter.
Yeah.
But knowing what it's actually like going on in there and understanding, could I do this? Could I really be good at this? I mean, even something as simple as that would be useful.
It's weird because you could also use it as like a stepping stone or a way to build like a plan.
Yeah.
Like after high school. Yeah. So after all of this is done, you've gone, okay, what is my first part-time job going to be? Where am I going to apply? What am I going to, like, am I going to apply at McDonald's while I'm going to school? Or am I going to go to school, not work, and then go work at that place immediately? Am I going to go work at McDonald's while going to school and then halfway through school switch to this other job and then finish school and then switch to another job and then you're finally done your entire education? It's so interesting because you'll know that.
Yeah. Yeah. You can go a step further. I know... In terms of people with disabilities having a more limited access to being able to do certain jobs,
is
not knowing, can I do this job? Is this going to work? Is this even feasible for me?
Yeah.
You can now start to open up that whole side of things. And I mean, obviously the world today is always moving towards, I want to have more free time to do things I want to do.
Right? Exactly.
Try to reduce the amount of wasted time. And I know a lot of my friends look at their post-secondary education as a waste to a degree because they either didn't go into the field that they studied in or at the very least, they just didn't like it.
Yeah.
And you're looking, you're like, man, don't you wish you could go back in time and fix that? Well, sure, I do.
Yeah.
But for the next generation, let's make it better for them. So they have less of that wasted time of, I'm going to spend 4 years and going through a program I don't want to do. Well, no. Wouldn't you want to know ahead of time, this is actually what I want to do?
Good example, how the teaching of that career goes.
Mm.
Because for me, I did tool and die making.
Yeah.
Or a millwright in college. And I only went through 1 year of it and then realized, man, I hate the theory of this. Mm-hmm. I loved actually, like, the idea of machining, but I hated the theory. The theory just it crumpled my love for the career.
Yeah.
If I had known that the theory was going to exist, like that in depth of a theory was going to exist in that field, probably never would have done it.
Yeah.
Right? Because I learned.
Now you get that year back and you can be more selective.
Exactly.
Right? And you're again, at the end of the day, I think you're creating a workforce of more passionate people, more interested people. And with all of that, generally, hopefully, it becomes better service,
yep.
better use of my spending, right? Better value for your
money. Exactly.
Right? And I think that's where everybody wants to go when it comes to business,
yeah.
right? So if you're a business owner out there who says, actually, this sounds like something we should totally do, record our work, our daily life, and then be able to share it with the world. I mean,
that could be kind of fun, actually.
I control V, right? We're going to do it 100%.
Oh, absolutely.
Give it to high school students. Hey, you want to work here? No, it's actually like to work here. So.
Yeah.
Did you sign off the
last
one?
I have no idea. I'll do it this time.
No, I signed off the last one.
Okay.
It's your time this time. Yeah.
If you want to book a VR session, head over to controlvarcade.com. If you would like to get into a business for yourself and own one of these wonderful arcades that are super, super fun to work at and totally don't waste your time, head over to virtualrealityfranchise.com. And if you would like to email us directly with ideas for episodes, interesting stuff, maybe you want to tell us something about some of the topics that we just talked about, email us at ilovevr@controlthearcade.com. And we'll see you guys in the next video.
See you next one.
Bye.